I boxed for a couple years, and then I knew I was going the wrong way again. I said, this you got to do something about me. I mean, I'm a sick person. I said, I'm tired of living in the street. I used to go around with my little bag that big with a toothbrush and a comb in it and a shirt and another pair of pants, and that's what I used to live and go all over. And I said, I'm getting to be that. I thought that was being an old man. I said, I'm tired of living in the streets like this. I want to have a wife and settle down and just have a garden, you know, a little home and all that stuff. And that lasted for 10 years. Well, what a deal that ended up being for. But a normal person wouldn't go through the things I did because they started from a higher place. I went through a lot of this stuff because I didn't know no better. I mean, I was, I said, 24 before I could talk to people. So not being able to read or write, I mean, I was walking around. All I knew was that experience I had that saved the Lord. And that's what carried me through. And I had an empty head. There was nothing there, really. I was walking around like a big retard. I mean, I would fight to kill because my father said he was going to kill me. I mean, that's why I never condemn or get, we don't supposed to anyway, but I never got down on anybody. But in my way, I was looking for God. I mean, you name it. I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I had a dirty mouth. I mean, I did everything people could do. But that was my way up, and I was looking for God going through those things. I've always been progressively going after the Lord. And these things that happened was part of my growing, really. All the stuff I've seen is just beyond the realm of what everybody else sees and knows. That's why I see things or things happen, and I get spiritual things about what's happening. But no, people can't see it. And it's kind of a hard way to live it. I'm supposed to be in the so-called ministry doing something. But if I had a normal life, I probably would be one of these so-called, I don't like the word ministry too much, but ever what my thing is, I'd be something. I'd be doing something. I wouldn't have been living on the streets. I wouldn't have had the life I had. I didn't have a normal life. I still, now I got a normal. That's why I stay in my house. I don't want to own nothing because of the way I am and what's happened. But I've never been accepted in the, well, whenever I started to preach, whenever I started to minister, whenever in my life I've started to, miracles, things start happening, the angels start to come, I start seeing things. The Lord does a lot of stuff, but he's done so much stuff in my life at different times. But my time when my calling was for the time of the end, he said, you bear my name. And that's what I do. I come and I go in the name of Jesus. I don't belong to anybody special. We're all brothers, we're all members of the body. And the Lord sends me, I go and I preach. My name is Tom Livermore. I died twice. I saw heaven. I saw hell. And I talked to the Lord Jesus face to face.